You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 153, God and the Gods. Today's challenge: why should we reject the gods and goddesses worshipped by many cultures? Why should the Christian God be the only one? Today's defense: divine revelation makes it clear that there is a single God who created the world, Genesis 1:1. God is infinite and uncreated, but there are also finite, created spirits known as angels, Catechism of the Catholic Church 328 and 329. They are God's servants and messengers. The word angel, in Hebrew malach and in Greek angelos, means messenger. Some serve God, but others have fallen and oppose him, Catechism of the Catholic Church 391 to 393. The Christian faith thus envisions a heavenly hierarchy with the infinite, uncreated God at the top and created finite spirits under him, some of whom have become evil. The good angels may be venerated as such, but they are merely servants of God and so are not to be given the worship owed to God, Colossians 2:18, Revelation 19:10, and Revelation 22:8-9. By contrast, many in the Greco-Roman world acknowledged the existence of a single supreme God, but did not worship him. Instead, they worshiped lesser created beings, such as Zeus or Jupiter, and Apollo. They also acknowledged the existence of inferior spirits, which could be good or evil, and which were not worshiped. See Ramsay MacMullan, Christianizing the Roman Empire, pages 12 and 13. In Greek, the term God, Theos, applied to both the great God and the created ones, while the term demon, daimonion, applied to the inferior, potentially evil spirits. Christians agreed that there is a great God and that there are lesser spirits who could be called demons. The main issue was how to treat the middle category of finite gods. Divine revelation made it clear that only the true God is to be worshipped. Exodus 20, 2-6, Deuteronomy 5, 6-10. And that there are no other beings equal to him. Isaiah 43:10 and 44, 6 and 8. Therefore, Christians reasoned the term God, Theos, should not be applied to the pagan deities. To the extent they even exist, they would be inferior spirits or demons, daimonion. See 1 Corinthians 10:20, MacMullan, pages 17 to 19. The Christian critique of pagan deities is not that there aren't finite created spirits, but that they are fundamentally different from and inferior to God and not worthy of worship.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.